We're gonna get started, 6:30.
Alrighty.
Work session is in session. And you'll take care of roll off or whomever you will. All right. And the purpose of tonight's meeting is to review the redistricting map and reestablishment of wards, precincts, and polling places. And we have Chrissy and Troy here to kind of walk us through that. Troy, are you leading this conversation? Would you like to start?
Mr. Mayor, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Excellent. I do not believe I'm online to lead the conversation, but I'm happy to speak a little bit about the memo I put in the packet. You know, okay. Essentially for the council, this is one of those things that's just mandated to do. You have to reestablish your wards. You need to reestablish your precincts and to designate your polling places. So those are the three things that have to be done by March 29th, and one of which has to be by ordinance. So there has to be an ordinance that gets drafted here to designate your precincts, I believe it is. Your wards. It's the wards. And so there's a amendment that needs to be drafted there. The other two items can be addressed by resolution. So that can be done, but there were a bit of a time crunch just because of the idea right. Is that the second reading should be done by March 29th.
Got it. Copy that. All right. We'll send it back over to Chrissy then. Chrissy, hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you, Mayor, members of the council. Good evening. Tonight, we're here to talk about redistricting. So, as you know, in February, updated maps for congressional and legislative boundaries were released. So, if Matt, could you please pull up the map that was included in the packet for the work session? Thank you.
That helps.
Yes, it's hard to read the streets.
So, we need to reestablish the existing ward and precinct boundaries. And as you can see on the map, if you could scroll down just a little bit, Matt, we'll start with the middle. The black line is the section line, which is unchanged from the previous map. The new legislative boundary for Minnesota House District 43A and B passes through Ward 2. If you could scroll down just a little bit more, please, Matt, in that orange area to the right. Yeah, a little bit more. Yep. As a result, a new precinct needed to be created to encompass that boundary. So on the other side of that, so Ward 2 Precinct 1 is in Legislative District 43B, and then the rest of Crystal is in 43A, but a new precinct or a separate precinct had to be created in Ward 2 to accommodate that boundary change. Although it's discouraged to have precincts that are non-contiguous, it is permitted in this situation because we have wiggly boundaries.
So clarification on that map. So we can follow the red line that comes down on the right and it disappears. Does it just continue straight down that road and connect to the other red line?
No, it would go south and then it would go, sorry, that's, the line doesn't show very well.
No, I would agree.
It is over. So if you wouldn't mind, that would be great. Thank you. So the boundary is the color change. So if you see like the orange pan, that's okay.
That doesn't work, sorry.
No. Oh, it doesn't, okay. All right, well.
That's right here.
That's okay.
Here we go.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It goes straight down there where the cursor went and then across that way, got it.
What is the big bold red line?
The big bold red line?
Yeah.
That's city boundary, I think.
That is the legislative district boundary as well.
It runs west on 32nd
to
Idaho and then south to Medicine Lake Road.
Got it. Okay.
It disappeared under one of the layers of the map here.
From the color change.
Okay.
So that is all 40, the new 43 A.
43A.
And then
That's 43B.
B. 43A is
the west part of Bristol is 43A.
I'm sorry, which one?
The west. Everything west of that.
It's 43A.
43A.
Okay. So the two lighter ones are 43B and everything else is 43A?
Correct.
Got it.
Okay. Would it be possible to blow up this map even a little more so we can read the street names?
Matt, there should be a map saved also. That may have some that's street names. Oh, can you see those? Okay.
I don't have my glasses on. I don't have my hearing aids in.
Well, you're getting old.
Does that help?
All right. Ah, there we go.
No fighting.
A whole section over there, like
it's yours now. Yeah. That always was.
That always was. Yeah.
But this part.
This is new.
Yeah. I like that part. Give it up.
Actually, I realize that. Pretty over
there. Yeah.
Okay.
They have their several strips there.
All right. Any other questions for the map before we go on? Thank you.
So, Christine, just to clarify, there was a point. The dark orange.
Yes.
The darker orange is, and the purple and the green and the blue are all in one legislative district. The lighter orange is in a separate.
That is correct. Okay. And that is 43A, and the lighter is 43B, if that. Everybody.
Okay. Right.
These changes do not impact any council members. The redistricting plan ensures that the Crystal wards are drawn on visible, clearly recognizable physical features, compact and contiguous, except for Ward 2, Precinct 1, and are as equal in population as practicable, both in total population and 18 plus voter population. Additional considerations that we're taking into or in developing this proposed map, including the polling place availability. The proposed polling places would be for Ward 1, it would be City Hall. For Ward 2, it would be Fair. Ward 3 would be Crystal Community Center, and Ward 4 would be Cornerstone Church.
Yeah, go ahead.
Was there not a place in actual Ward 4 for a polling location?
Councilmember Banks, not a suitable polling location.
Okay.
So that's closest available.
And we are allowed to have a precinct not, or a polling place not in the precinct, mm-hmm. if it's within a certain parameter of 1 mile within the precinct boundary, and that falls in mm-hmm. the...
No, I just... Just some clarity, that's all.
All right.
And then we also took into consideration efficiencies in election operations with less equipment, less poll books, less machines, judges.
Sure.
So, yeah.
John? And so we're limited, like for instance, Ward 3, we will not have three precincts, we'll just have the one precinct that for the
correct.
Whole.
Yes, that okay. is correct. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So rather than like we had in 2020, Councilmember Buduszewski, there were four precincts at the community center, and we had four different sets of machines for each precinct. However, the proposed plan would have one machine for one precinct, or one tabulator and one assistive voting device per precinct, et cetera.
Sounds good.
Nancy.
I think this looks great. I just had a question on the population. There seems to be some differences in numbers when you mentioned they should be as close as possible, where it's contiguous, I think, right? I noticed that Ward 1 has 5905 and say Ward 4 has 5772. Just wondering if I get clarification on that.
Sure, Councilmember LaRoche. In an ideal world, right. perfect world, the population would be, ideal population for the wards would be 5,833. So these are as close as we possibly can come based on our GIS technician, Dave, using the Maptitude software and the layers of the cell blocks within that to and the other layers to create these maps. So perfect was not possible, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But we tried, and this is as close as
I was just curious. Yeah. Thank you.
Go ahead, Brendan.
I find it interesting how section one and section two, without changing the line from the previous year, are still, I mean,
still pretty close.
Right. Still very, yes. Like, so very eerily close, right? With the split, but
it doesn't usually happen that way, but
right.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions about wards, the sections, the precincts, the polling places, anything? Okay.
You know, I know we removed a lot of precincts. And to me, it makes it simpler. There's a lot of reasons for doing that. Can you give me an idea, because I don't really understand why there were so many precincts, why there were?
Previously?
Yeah, previously.
Kim, did you want to?
Last time we did this was in 2012, right? As a result of the 2010, and the council at that time, and we used to have 8, and then we increased it to 11.
And that was based on having additional polling places? Is that why we did it?
No.
Why?
It's just the way it was, you know, because I ended up with that really unique 3-3 ward, because that's where the boundary line was for so my ward kind of overlapped between districts. So we had to have we had to be able to represent that group.
So it's kind of the Senate districts driving the wards. I'm sorry, the precincts.
I guess.
And there were different legislative boundary changes too.
Yeah. If you recall the
created more unique boundaries.
Got it. So it's more than one level. It's multiple levels, federal as well as state.
Yeah. And then the state reps, flipped districts or whatever that they represented. So at that time too. So there's a lot of
moving parts. That movement. I think Carlson was in my area and then he wasn't.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was just trying to get a better understanding because I don't remember that process. Thank you.
So do I understand this right? The only ward that has more than one precinct is 2, right? And we don't have a choice about this, right?
Councilmember Kaiser, that's correct. Because of the legislative boundary change, yes.
That's what I thought.
We have to have a separate precinct. Well, the non-contiguous precinct.
And so this is in effect for the next 10 years until the next census.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
We don't have a choice in ward 2 precinct. Is it 1? That's separate. But we do have a choice as to how to deviate the rest of section 1. I'm guessing the map person came up with the changing it from a line from east to west to north to south because the numbers seem to work fairly efficiently.
Yes, because of the population numbers and the physical features and all of the other aspects that need to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, so it could have gone either way, I would imagine. Yeah.
Well, so do I.
Any other questions?
This is, right here.
Look at the bright side. At least you still have the cemetery.
Hey.
All right.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we want to talk about the next step?
Yep. Next steps is we'll be drafting.
The next steps will be we'll do an ordinance, a first reading at the next council meeting.
Correct.
We'll also set another special meeting because an ordinance requires 2 readings for the end of March.
Okay, good. That's clarification. I didn't know we'd be doing a special. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Do you have a comment? All right.
I do not, Mr. Wade.
I just Reese? Asked, can you repeat that, Kim, please?
Sure. So at our council meeting next Tuesday, you will approve an ordinance approving these changes.
Okay.
in written form because they have to do the meets and bounds and,
okay,
and everything. So you'll do a first reading of that ordinance.
Okay.
At the next meeting on the 15th. Also at that meeting, you'll set a special meeting for later in the month because an ordinance by charter requires two readings.
Okay.
You have to have this done by April.
I just March 29th.
March 29th. Okay.
Which is the date.
Yes.
Right. I just
that goes fast. Wow.
It did go fast. And yeah, it's fast on our end.
Right.
Right.
Go ahead, John.
Ann had a question in the chat. That was about so.
Wait, is she on vacation?
Yes.
Allegedly.
Why is she here?
Why? Yeah. Excuse me, Ann.
I'm sure she missed you, Brendan.
Can we see that? Oh. Let's see, when does it work for the special meeting? On March 28th or the 29th? The 28th is
the 28th is a Monday.
29th no. is a Tuesday. Yes.
Tuesday.
Monday.
Any others? Okay, Tuesday it is. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Tuesday?
Let me look.
Monday. Does that have to be unanimous?
No, we would never meet.
And why are you in the meeting?
Well, it's like the ordinance one.
Right.
Because it's a once in a 10-year deal. I just want to hear.
Ann,
you're on vacation. I am.
Kim is capable.
She's very capable. Everyone is capable.
No, I know.
This is my own nosiness.
I know you have FOMO.
That is true.
Fear of missing out.
Yes. Ask Kim. She knows that's true.
Oh, I know. I have to give you a hard time.
Yep. Thank you.
And an ordinance reading does not require a majority of the council. So if some can't make it, it should be okay.
I don't know if you're lucky or not. you play it how you will.
Side eye.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Glad this went fast. I'm glad we got our questions answered. Any last questions before we adjourn?
Yes, I had a question. We were talking about the salaries, the negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
When is that for the police officers? Right, that's the ones that we're doing right now. When we had that, we ended up having the closed session.
Yes.
Right. I know I'm not asking necessarily for an update, but like we're in the middle of that part, right?
Well, we had the closed session to talk about labor negotiations, mm-hmm. and we were gearing up for the future labor
negotiations. When is that?
Well, we're in the process of working with our local 49, which is our police officer, our public works employees.
Mm-hmm.
Police officers went to arbitration. They are settled for 2022, and we won't be opening those negotiations up until probably this summer.
Okay.
And 56 has filed for arbitration, and we're waiting to hear back from the arbitrator of when that date will happen.
Okay.
Tell me 56 is what?
56 is our police supervisors.
Supervisors.
They are unsettled for 2021 as well as 2022.
Okay, but the police officers are settled for 2022.
Correct.
And then it'll be opening up for negotiations this summer.
Well, this is for 23 and beyond.
Okay. Something I know we were talking percentages. Can we get like an actual breakdown of like the salaries, or like with the regional, you know, like what the other.
Well, yep, and we can always have a closed session and give you an update of what's happening.
Yeah, no, I'm not looking for a closed session, just so we can see, like, to look at what our officers are getting paid versus where we are.
Yeah, we can provide additional information.
Okay, I think that helps kind of tailor the conversation when we're talking about the percentages and we're talking about, all right, hey, we've been doing 2% or 3% or like this was, you know, this is what's coming, you know, and I'm just using a whole number. Like if we're at $25 an hour and Robbinsdale's at 27 and New Hope is at 30, right? Then we're talking, oh, well, they all gave a 3%. And we're giving a 3%, right? And that's still that's still behind, I guess, if we're trying looking at like where we kind of are regionally.
That's what we want to make sure we're not behind.
Right. Yes. Or at least so far behind. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And we can provide additional information.
Okay.
Yeah. And the one that's really at head right now is the public works. That's the negotiation that's going on right now.
Yes.
Okay. And the only reason it's relative to the rest of the
I wouldn't say it's a it's in progress right now. We're settled for 2022 as with them, and we're negotiating with them for 22 and 23. So they're not really ahead. The police are the ones that are the leaders.
But they will be the first 23, potentially the first
49ers. Yes.
49ers. Okay.
Settled.
Correct.
Okay. And that's relevant to the others because generally we move in very similar.
Yep, we usually amounts. Maintain for internal and consistency.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah. So that means your concerns become more relevant to this conversation. Mm-hmm. Yep. Good. Good clarity. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think that's all.
One last.
Sure, John. Go ahead.
So the EQC is going to order some No Mow May signs. So if you'd like one of those signs, it will be available. You can put it in your yard, so you're not looking like you're just.
Just no
giving up on
doesn't say no more money, no more gas, no more May.
Yeah. No more money. Yeah, all that great stuff.
At the rate March is proceeding, I don't know if we'll even have grass ready in May. But that's great, John. Thanks for the update.
And two other questions for Stephanie. John, there's an article in the paper, the Sands Company project. Have you been getting any feedback, positive, negative, from the community or anything like that? I missed the open house.
The open house was kind of lightly attended. I think we had high single digits Crystal residents. It was kind of a cold, not a great night weather-wise.
Yeah.
And I know there was at least one person who wasn't able to attend but did talk directly to the developer. And I guess, from what I understand of the conversation, started off very much opposed to the project and perhaps is still opposed to it, but not as vociferously so once they learned more about what this housing is. So I think the facts get out, I think people understand better the need that this fills regionally and locally.
Yeah. Do you know what that opposition was? Sorry to cut you off.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
What do you know? What the opposition?
I think it was a misconception about this being not being workforce housing, right? I mean, again, if you all recall, a lot of detail here. I'll try to avoid it, but roughly a quarter of the units are more deeply affordable, at or below 30% of metro area median income, including some supported housing units with facilities and services on site. And then about three quarters of them are up to 60% Twin Cities area median income, which is in Crystal, especially that's workforce housing. I mean, that's people working full-time jobs. So I think once that information gets out there and people understand the mix of incomes that will be in this building, I think that does seem to help allay some of the concerns.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Chief. Mm-hmm. Sorry to.
That's okay.
Do you have any updates on the building? I've just been seeing a flurry of work, and it looks like a building. There's, I saw concrete trucks and things today and stuff like that. I know with some of the inclement weather and even temperatures and stuff like that, but still seems like we're moving quite along. And I don't know, are we on schedule? Are we a little bit behind schedule? Or did they?
Yeah, so next Tuesday during my quarterly update, I'm going to give you some fun information, but tonight I will tell you that we are on schedule. We had, during January and February, we had some COVID issues with the contractors having COVID, and then we had a lot of cold days, as you know, so that put us back a little bit, but KA, our construction manager, is saying that they are confident that they'll be able to make up the time lost. And they're already, as you can see, the roof is on, which is super exciting. Mm-hmm. So they are guesstimating, it's a guesstimation that they should be completed by August 16th for the furniture and the IT stuff to then be able to move in, which means that we probably won't physically be in the building until the end of September, early October. Mm-hmm. So that's, they're on schedule, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Excited. So I was just looking for an update. Thank you.
We're super excited.
Fun to see.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. All right. Got all your questions?
I did. Thank you.
All your questions, everybody's? All right.
Nancy. Just a quick question. If anyone has an update on the pool, on discussion or polling, or I'm trying to remember where we left it. Were we going to set up a poll for community residents or get their feedback?
The last information I have, and maybe staff can follow up on this, is the Parks and Rec Commission had a conversation and they're recommending moving forward with the repairs. I don't know what else staff might be doing.
And I can chime in if you'd like.
You're still here?
Yes, yeah. I'm sorry. I can't help myself. Okay, as Councilmember LaRoche said, the Park Commission did recommend, or the mayor, I'm sorry, did recommend that the improvements be made, that the council proceed with those. And so the next step is John Elholm and I are working with someone to do a statistically valid survey of the community to ask the community's opinion, because it seemed like mm-hmm. the council really wanted to hear what the community's opinion was of the pool. So we just met with the survey person this week, last week, I don't know, anyhow, and we are trying to get that done in the next 4 to 6 weeks so that you have it in plenty of time for budget planning for 2023-24.
Okay. So what happens this summer? Is the pool not open this summer?
No, we'll continue to operate this pool this summer as usual.
Even though it's losing so many gallons?
Even though it's leaking, correct. Alrighty. Correct. Yep, we've already started selling swimming lessons, which are very popular, as you all know. And so we've had good demand on that already. And we're looking at adjusting hours. Hopefully we'll have enough staff to have expanded hours.
Okay. Anything else on that? No from Nancy, no from other staff. And you can't talk.
No, it's like, let's adjourn so she can get out of
it. All right.
See if she can.
I think we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.